Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, October 6, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The president leaves the hospital for the White House. A Washington Post columnist wants to defund the hospital. COVID causes a spike in depression among teenagers. The Senate moves forward on the president's Supreme Court nominee. Murders in New York City already surpass last year. Also ahead, the truth about Hunter Biden and why it matters. But first, President Trump ending his stay at Walter Reed Medical Center after 3 days of treatment for COVID. President telling Americans, quote, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. I feel better than I did 20 years ago," unquote. Mr. Trump was hospitalized Friday after experiencing a sudden drop in his blood oxygen level. Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin, a Trump hater, is demanding the federal government defund Walter Reed Medical Center for releasing the president. Ms. Rubin calling the doctors there insane. She wants their medical licenses revoked and is demanding Congress eliminate funding for the entire hospital because it's, quote, a public health hazard. New study from the Department of Health and Human Services says there is a spike in clinical depression among America's teenagers, rising from 12% in 2019 to 20% this year. Doctors blaming the contagion, specifically social distancing, isolation, fear for the health of their friends, family, and themselves. Senate Judiciary Committee scheduling formal hearings on the president's Supreme Court nominee. Judge Amy Coney Barrett will appear before lawmakers on October 12th. Congress strictly limiting the number of people allowed in the room to prevent another COVID outbreak in Washington. Homicides in New York City topping last year's total already, and it's just October. The NYPD recorded 51 murders in September, pushing the number killed to 344 people, more than all of 2019. If the current trends hold steady, the death toll in New York will easily pass 400 in 2020, the highest in nearly a decade. In a moment, Hunter Biden, did his father enrich him? Does anyone care? Right back with it.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code BILL at checkout.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, money. Hunter Biden and his father, the former vice president. Is this a real scandal? Robert Hunter Biden was born February 4th, 1970. He's a lawyer, investment advisor, who is the second son of Joe Biden. He is a founding partner of Rosemont Seneca Partners, an investment firm. Mr. Biden served on the board of Burisma Holdings, a major Ukrainian natural gas producer, from 2014 to 19. Prior to that, Hunter Biden had no energy experience whatsoever. But his father, the vice president, was the Obama administration's point man in Ukraine. Hunter Biden made 411 trips to 29 countries during his father's time in the White House. He also made millions and millions of dollars. Hunter Biden received $3.5 million from the wife of a former mayor of Moscow by wire. No one knows what the money was for. He received at least $700,000 from Burisma, and maybe much more. He received $100,000 from the Chinese to go shopping, $100,000 to shop. Hunter Biden accompanied his father on a trip to China in 2013 aboard Air Force Two. He later served on the board of a Chinese private equity fund, allegedly securing a $1.5 billion investment. Said President Trump about this whole thing, quote, when Biden's son walks out of China with $1.5 billion in a fund, and he's there for one quick meeting, and he flies on Air Force Two, I think that's a horrible thing, unquote. Well, during the first debate in Cleveland, Joe Biden said corruption charges against his son had been, quote, discredited. That's not true. The media has largely ignored the situation because they don't want to hurt Joe Biden. Now, recent Senate documents show Hunter Biden, quote, has sent funds to non-resident alien women in the United States who are citizens of Russia and Ukraine with links to Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking rings, unquote. That is from a Senate report. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky has submitted Hunter Biden to the Department of Justice for a criminal referral. But so far, nothing has come of all this, and the American people remain confused and/or apathetic. Did Vice President Biden use his influence and power to enrich his son? If so, that is corruption. Does anyone care? I don't know. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, big bestseller. I think you'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Last week, actor Rick Moranis of Ghostbuster and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids fame was violently attacked near Central Park in New York's Upper West Side, one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the city. Surveillance footage shows a man wearing an I Love New York shirt viciously punching the 67-year-old in the head without any motivation to do that. Mr. Moranis was taken to the hospital and later filed a criminal complaint with the police. The attack could have been racially motivated. As tape shows, the perpetrator is African American. Now, no arrests have been made. Rick Moranis is a good guy. He did not deserve this. Mr. Moranis has lived in New York City for decades and now understands how out of control the city has become. I talked to some police officers in the precinct where Mr. Moranis lives, and they say attacks, random attacks like that, are happening daily. Murders in New York City up 40%, shootings up 130%, shooting victims up 100%, burglaries up 200%, carjackings up 100%. You get the feeling that Mayor de Blasio has lost control of the city? Well, he has. And hundreds of thousands of New York residents are fleeing. The locals aren't just complaining about crime. The latest scourge is rats. Apparently, communist Mayor de Blasio has little interest in picking up the garbage. Governor Cuomo has even threatened to send in the National Guard to do that. Said the governor, quote, garbage is piling up, creating an odoriferous environment because of the garbage piling up. I don't know what's going on in New York City. They can't do it. I've offered to send in the National Guard to pick up the garbage, unquote. Well, Cuomo knows what's going on. It's complete anarchy. The leading factor behind New York's return to the bad old days is leftist leadership that's incompetent, and that includes de Blasio and Cuomo. The real estate market in New York, collapsing. In the neighborhood where Rick Moranis was assaulted, apartment prices down 32% since January. Vacancies up 20%. So, there's plenty of room for the rats, both the rodents and the politicians. Back after this.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.